Welcome to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast, where we discuss various dog training topics to help you become the best leader for your dog. Marvin Pierce has over 20 years of experience with obedience training for dogs located in the Sherwood, Oregon area. Offering private lessons and group clinics, the dog teacher has been able to change the lives of dog owners by helping them develop and maintain an obedient dog. For more information, contact us at marvinpiercedogteacher.com.
I was like zenning out, and I'm like, I'm going to be in a good mood for Facebook Live today because you always say I'm cranky, and I got my coffee and I have my music. Brett told me to shut my music off. You irritated me.
Do you know we're on Facebook Live? Good morning, everyone. Marvin here with Bianca.
I'm great. I'm doing great.
She's just wound up, huh?
I'm going to mess with these lights for a second.
That'd be good. It won't bother me to turn them off. I had to put my sunglasses on when Bianca came in with those bright pink
tints. They're like dirty. They're not even that bright.
Paul Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. So, I noticed Hugh commented on our volume the last time, but Hugh don't ever come around no more. Maybe he just don't like to go up the mountain.
He said that usually he's working when we have our group walks.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's understandable.
I think he's there when he's available.
Randy ain't coming around with Ben no more since you lectured him while I was gone.
Oh, stop. That is not why Randy's not here. The last group walk that he came to was yours.
Yeah, and he had fun.
Oh, and then he disappeared after he had fun.
Yeah, because he was afraid I wasn't going to be at the next one.
Okay.
No. I don't know. He's probably busy.
Audio gurus out there need to subscribe to our Spotify and Apple. You know?
Who does?
All our audio gurus.
Yeah, I asked Ken if he listened to it, but he don't even listen to us.
I don't understand the statement.
They need to subscribe to our high-quality audio Spotify and Apple. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying Hugh should subscribe to Spotify and Apple because it's louder?
It's a high-quality version.
But we're going to get high
audio version.
We're going to get high quality on Facebook Live somehow.
Yeah.
As soon as we keep trying new stuff. There's got to be somebody out there who could just say, hey, do this, you know.
We're going to give Marvin voice projecting lessons.
Yep.
I think I'm doing fine now if the audio of this good. I think we'll be good. I'm not like Bianca sitting here rocking in a chair that ain't a rocking chair.
Well,
one day it's going to be live right on Facebook. She's going to be doing this, and then she's just going to disappear.
Yep.
Her chair's going to just go to the
floor. The chair's falling apart already. I get my leg sliced every time.
I was told there
Facebook
may be.
Live is a hazard for me. This bolt scratches my leg every time.
I was told there were four legs on a chair so they could sit on them, but mine's sitting flat.
Yeah, but my feet have no place to go.
So let's talk about some dogs. We've been working with some pretty complicated dogs here lately. Blue and Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
They've been dog fighting for a while now. And
we've had a lot of dogs. Dogs that dogfight is not unusual for us. We get that a lot, and we keep them separate from the good puppies that don't have problems. But the dogs that dogfight is not unusual. Blaze and Blue had personal beef.
They did. They had problems. And,
yeah.
But I still go back to so many times people have an older dog and they get a puppy, and the older dog schools on the puppy a little bit, and then the puppy grows up and decides it wants to be the pack leader. And for me, normally, I mean, my experience is it happens because there's not a human alpha in the pack that's leading all the dogs, you know. And I'm sure there's times when it's just going to happen. It doesn't matter. I mean, excuse me, years ago, 25 years ago or 24 years ago, I had two brothers, litter mates, that they fought, and I never had dogs fight as bad as those dogs, but I sold one and I got it back a year later, and as soon as I seen one other fight was on again, and for me, it didn't seem to matter what I done. As long as if I was working them, they were fine, but if we quit working, I say that'll do, means we're done. If I didn't have a hold of one of them, it'd be a dog fight before I could get them caught up and get them back in my truck. So that's, for me, very unusual. We have some pit bulls that are two of them in the same house, and they have a lot of trouble. They did have, I don't know how, I hadn't seen them for a long time, but I'm the only one, I think, that would take the two out together. Even the owners didn't without a muzzle on them.
I would take them out together if you were here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but with those dogs, you just had to watch. And I think a lot of times it's the same. They're adrenaline junkies, you know, and they're wound up. And one of them runs by and bumps into the other one accidentally. And then they turn on one another and then the fight's on, you know. Mm-hmm. So those two, that's what happened with them. I mean, I could see it coming whenever they were here with us and they were out in the field with me. And I just made them settle back down, and then they were fine. But if you let them run and play and act silly, and if they bumped into one other, then they would just instantly get in a fight. And it was the same thing. They had an older dog, and then they adopted another dog that was a little bit older. And they were both pit bulls, and so they got along until they didn't, you know. And that's what people always say. My dog never bit nobody until he bites somebody. There's always that first time when they bite somebody, and there's that first time when they get in a dog fight, and it's really traumatizing. We had Tonka out yesterday, 150-some-pound dog, and he's not neutered, and he gets along with all of our dogs, you know. And
he doesn't beef with general
no,
packs that are going out.
Was another male, intact male, about a year old out there or whatever, and on the other side of the fence, luckily, and man, I mean, Tonka lost it, and then he turned on me. I thought he was going to try to eat me because he just got mad because I made him quit. And
he was frustrated, yeah.
I hollered at him, and he just froze and was like, oh, yeah, my buddy.
Yeah, he snapped out of it. Yeah.
But if the wrong person would have been handling him at that time, he could have really got in trouble. And me, I 100% say it was because there was another non-neutered male on the other side of the fence, and it just, I mean, he went over and sniffed, and man, he just got mad instantly, and he did it with Mariah, excuse me, earlier that day or the day before, and it wasn't as bad with Mariah as it was with me, because he just got mad, and he just, like, I don't know if he laid in his kennel and stewed over it until I took him back out, but boy, he lost his shit, and he just, it really bothered him, so.
Well, I think there was a difference, too. I'm sure Mariah got the other dog out of the situation, yes, to keep everybody safe and make a good choice. In the real world, you can't do that. So rather than us avoiding that problem that he has, you addressed it.
Yeah, and I'll address it again, you know, because he can't have that attitude.
No, because if he walks by an intact male on the street of McMinnville,
yeah,
it'd be bad.
A bad day, yeah.
Has to learn. He's very capable, I feel. Would you agree that he can neutral around dogs that are intact and barking at him?
If I had him on a leash and had him healing,
yeah,
I don't think it would ever have been an issue. Yeah. But he was loose in the field. Yeah,
they got to stare
at each other. Yeah, and there's another dog. And the other dog just wanted to play because he's a year old or whatever. And he's just like, oh, a new friend. He even laid down and submitted to him. And this dog just didn't like it. Yeah. Brett, you got anything?
Nope.
So we just kind of jumped on a spur of the moment thing for me. We had a little bit of time this morning, and people have been talking about we're not being online as much on Facebook or podcast. So here for this week, I don't know how bad next week is, but we had a little bit of extra time. So we've been on there twice this week and talking about dogs and dog training. I want to touch on the 100 days, 30 seconds a day thing. It's just really went over great. And
yeah,
it's
it
been
is.
Really fun
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
It's been challenging for you a couple of times to try to find time, because I know one night you were running really late, you know.
Yeah.
But you still made it happen, and it's pretty impressive for me. But the fun thing is the different stuff. Like last night you had, what's your name, doing push-ups
Crystal.
With
yeah.
Crystal doing push-ups with your dog on her back. And,
yeah, that was
and
fun.
And for me, some of the people are just doing like the same thing, you know. The same place, and for you, you've done it in several different locations, and it's fun for anybody if you can, you know. If you can't, just keep doing it. That's the whole goal. The goal ain't to make it hard to do.
Yeah, you don't have to complicate it.
No, the goal is just to do it, but yeah. It's fun to see even Pi and them. I've seen them out. I think maybe all the dogs I've seen out in different places.
Yeah.
They're none of them just stayed in the house, you know, and done it in the living room, so it's fun to see everybody doing them in different places, and doing some different things. I haven't done it because I just don't want to make everybody look bad, you know. So I just stayed out of it. I'd probably have my dog jump off a horse in the barn or something, you know, in a swimming pool or something. But no, it's just fun to see all the different things that people are doing with their dogs and how much better some dogs are getting.
Yeah, no. We had a competition yesterday that 10 days ago, I guarantee you my dogs would not have passed.
Probably none of them.
Marvin comes up with spur-of-the-moment competitions, and really it's, I know none of your guys' dogs are going to win this, so I'm going to put up this competition for me to show that you have work you need to do. You know,
me?
Yeah, it's not really a competition. It's like, I'm going to think of something that these dogs will all screw up.
Mine?
And ours.
Oh, I was going to say not mine, yours,
oh,
yeah.
Jeez.
But for me...
You didn't do it with Mari.
I didn't do it with Barry or Mari. Well, I did Barry the other day, but I do it Barry all the time, so it's not fair.
I think you should do it with Mari.
Yeah, I'll do it. I mean, I don't bother me at all.
Yeah.
And the reason I don't give people an opportunity to practice on what I'm going to do is because some people will really go practice so they can try to win because they're competitive.
I know.
So I just think up something in the spur of the moment, and that's what we do.
And our competitions are all no leashes, no collars, naked dogs.
Yeah.
No hand signals, no speaking, one command.
Yeah.
Complicated.
Yeah, and it makes it fun because one dog, not going to call Lincoln out, but one dog just couldn't handle it.
She worked on it last night.
But I feel that she will because it kind of sometimes it gives you something to work on.
Yep.
And we'll post a video of this. I'll send Brett, I've got most of them I think videoed. But I'll send them to Brett, and he can post up like this. And it gives you something to really think about. I think that people, and I say this stuff, and then people, like, take it wrong, you know. But I think that for, like, Bianca, you could go about anywhere with your dog without an e-collar and control them, right?
Yeah.
Except maybe goats working.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
In a normal world.
I could take Scout in a field with livestock off leash and he would
you can take him to town, you know, you can get out at Walmart and get your dog out and pet him and put him back up, you know. And without e-collars. And I don't want people doing this, you know, until you've got to the point you can win, you know. But it's still people ask, well, do I always have to wear my e-collar, put my e-collar on my dog? You should, you know, if you're worried about it, put it on there. I mean, to me, it's no different than me putting my boots on in the morning, my socks when I go outside. You know, they're my tools to walk on to keep them hurting my feet.
None of our dogs wear them all the time, but we're always trying to tell people if that's what you're worried about, we need to address that.
Yeah, but our dog collars are charged always, you know, except Bear. Bear don't even have e-collar, I don't think. I just steal Mari's or somebody's, you know, when I'm going to go do some cow work or something with Bear. But I think people just misunderstand the tools that we offer, the pinch collar, the e-collar, you know, the placing your dogs, crating your dogs. And just the other day we had a client told us again how peaceful it is in their house now that they crate their dogs a lot. They're like, yeah, that's so nice. The house is so much cleaner. The dogs are so much more relaxed. Life in the house is relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people don't notice, I feel, how much stress they have in their house environment until they've changed something.
Oh, and how chaotic it is for your dogs.
Yes, and for me, I tell people all the time, do what we recommend for 3 or 4 or 5 months, and then revisit what you need to do, you know, but don't go home and be like, oh, next week I can let my dogs out of the crates. I don't have to crate them no more.
And in 3 months when you revisit it, don't throw away a whole plan.
Yeah. Just for me, just start somewhere, you know. I mean, if you follow what we recommend, and for me, if you're worried about crating your dog so much, which most people are, get your dog out more and do some little bit of training on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pet them a little bit and put them back up. I mean, until you get to the point where they don't have to be crated all the time. And for me, I know places that I would like to and I don't, but I know people's houses that I could go to, and you can see how much this pack of dogs do that I wouldn't allow my dogs to do, but they don't get in trouble. And you can go to this house and see how much those dogs can do, but they stay in trouble, you know? And people don't understand, I think, sometimes the difference. You can have a calm, relaxed leadership house as long as a human is the leader. And you can place your dogs and they can stay there and And that's what this was about yesterday. People being able to place their dogs and do something without their dogs getting off the place. And I think the biggest thing we got out of yesterday's ordeal is, like we Bianca said, Grace and her dog Lincoln have something to work on now. And I think right. the way we work on it is what makes the difference. You know, there's so many people dread it. You know, it's like, I gotta work on my dog. Well, if you gotta work on your dog, then you got a problem already. I mean, Bianca's, I think, been way more relaxed here lately in the last 10 or 12 days, training on your dogs, than you've been for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
It's just far as you're having fun. But it's her rules.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have fun with this 30-second deal. You can't be all pissy. And for me, I don't know. If I see somebody all pissy, I might kick them out of the program. They can start over.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah.
On day 88 or 95, I'll be like, hey, I think I'm going to kick you out. You got to start over. Now I don't have to go boot shopping. Huh?
That's why you're stirring the pot. You're trying to irritate me.
I can make the rules. No, I'm excited, and I mean, I hope you make the 100 days.
I'm going to.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I could prove I was wrong once.
I got to remember before we go camping to get all my days in.
It's just that if you don't. But I think for the dog training world, there's like a million and one different ways to train. And for me, I always tell people to do what you want to do. You know, nobody has to come here. But if you come here, I think you got a real good opportunity to have a really cool dog and have a lot more fun with your cool dog, a lot less stress. So we do, you know, we talk about it all the time. We do a lot of the crate training, and we do a lot of place training, a lot of heel training. And we try to always take the dogs to town and do stuff with them. And now we'll talk a little bit about our sponsors. We have Ruffling Kennels, right, that we sell. We're dealer mm-hmm. for them, and mm-hmm. Gunner Kennels. And then we have our own leashes that we have made up. And we have Bernie's Perfect Poop Probiotics. We sell Black Gold dog food. Sell New Vet Vitamins. New Vet Vitamins has been one of our longest deals that we've sold. We've sold them for a long time. And we have the Canine Ballistic dog beds that we sell. They're the ones that we use. We've got one old dog bed in here in the kennels, but I got it years ago, and we just use it for training on. We don't leave dogs on in a kennel because they'll just tear it up. But I think that a lot of times it's the tools that we use for training that makes a lot of difference. Like, we've got quite a few people now that haul their dogs in crates in their cars and trucks, and they've all been a lot happier once they've done it. And they've learned that their dogs can settle down in their vehicle. And when we were at Town Menu yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And man, what a fight I had with my dog that I had there in training. Marvin was his name. And he just, like, he showed out bad. He didn't want to be in his kennel crate when I opened the door. He was leaving. He just, like, didn't want to get back in my car. I don't know why he had such a meltdown unless he just
I think he just doesn't have a whole lot of rules right now.
Maybe not.
At home. Yeah. I think the rules kind of went to the wayside.
And he's doing a lot better here. He's been here for a week refresher, and I think he goes home tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah. And the people have a follow-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does a lot better than he did when he got here a week ago. But, man, alive in my car, he just, like, he melted down. He was going to come back in the kennels, actually. He's like, I ain't even getting in your car. And some of what could have set him off was Wrigley went airborne trying to go in the crate or the kennel and opened it, the crate, right? Wrigley just, like, opened the crate and stepped back, and Wrigley went airborne, and my dog went backwards.
Because Wrigley tried to jump in the crate when you said load up to your dog.
He was leaving.
Wrigley was like up here.
Yeah, almost. Whenever he did.
He tried to load on top of the car.
My dog went the other way. He's like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the harder things for people to understand with their dogs in the crate is they can't bust out of the crate until they're invited out. And we put a video up a week or so ago, but when they come out of the crate, they got to be good and not just try to drag you off and start eating treats and cheeseburgers that's laying on the ground. So I think that's one of the huge things for people to work on is the dogs being calm and patient and until you ask them to do something. But then you got to be able to stop it. And somebody came here for a council meet and greet a while back, and they haven't been back to do it with us, you know, but they want to know after 3 weeks. They said, we've always had to put a muzzle on our dog right to go out in public. I'm like, hell no. Not that dog, because it was a pretty nice dog. Right. A pup, young dog, you know, well, 1.5, 2 years old, whatever. But I think sometimes people lose confidence, I think, in their dog and their self with that dog, and that's really hard to redo. And you've lived that with your dog.
I have, yeah. It's really hard to come out of.
Yeah, and it's really hard to... But time helps, right?
Yep.
Time and consistency. Yep. Training on your dog, and don't let your dog get the upper hand in the situation.
Right.
But by not getting the upper hand is you got to be the leader. But train on your dog, but have fun with your dog.
But not put your dog in crappy situations too soon either.
Yeah, you just keep making it better and better and better, and then one day you don't even notice the crappy situation.
Yeah, it's no longer a crappy situation. Yeah, the dog is okay. Yeah,
your dog can handle it, you know. And and we get dogs, we've got one coming in or one to come in, or I don't know what the deal is, but it's got in a dog fight or two, you know. And now the people are traumatized, and we get that a lot, you know, that people go to the dog park and turn their dog loose and they get in a dog fight, or they'll go over to their friend's house or whatever and their dogs get in a dog fight. And it's, for me, the hardest ones to fix is the two dogs that live in the same house. If your dog got in a fight with Joe Bob's dog at the dog park, for us, for me, that's not normally near as hard to fix as it is if your dog got in a fight with his mate in his own house, his buddy. So, Brett, you got anything?
Yep, you got Paula Smith said, tables and pie don't mind the crate.
I didn't hear the crate. I thought it said pie and towels.
What about them?
I thought she said they don't mind.
They don't mind the crate.
I just heard they don't mind.
The Paula Smith also said, some days Talos and Pi do better than others with the 100-day challenge.
Well, and the owners do too.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah, the owners.
Yeah.
By day 99, you'll have more good days than bad days. Yeah.
Especially if you just keep working on different things and don't just keep harping on the same thing.
Yeah. And like,
go back to the
last night when I was trying to get Rebel to load up onto Crystal, but that was hard for her. So I just picked her up and set her on there rather than getting aggravated and frustrated and trying to make her load up. And that's the way to do it. Yeah. She was like, I don't think I should jump on this lady.
Yeah. Cause she gets in trouble for that.
Yeah.
So now here you're trying to do it. And the next time you lean over and Rebel's on
she
your
back. She literally parkours off of people's shoulders and doesn't want to stand on someone's shoulders.
Remember when Scott did that?
You taught when him I that taught trick? Him that. Yeah, I saw that video on my phone the other day.
Yeah,
I'll never do that again.
Yeah, Bianca taught Scout to what?
Piggyback.
Yeah, piggyback on her. And then he decided he wanted to piggyback anytime she leaned over or done something. So
yeah.
It's pretty fun. And the trick training with dogs, you know, for me is a lot of fun if you can control it. But if you can't control the trick, then it makes it a lot of fun.
I think it was really good for me that you taught me to not want to do the trick training so bad when everything else was still pretty messy.
Yes. Try to get your dog to be cool, and then you can, I mean, the sky's the limit what you can do with a dog and your dog training. If you really have a well-mannered, well-trained dog. And for me, like, we need to do something new with Barry, you know, we haven't done that for a while. So
we need to do the next video we had planned.
The what?
We had a video planned, we just haven't.
Yeah, we just need to do one and get one going, so. Yeah. Brett, you got to hang on there.
Oh, Paula Smith said, we have been doing extra videos and submitting them because they're going to be boarding with you starting the middle of next week.
Oh,
so that's
yeah.
why they've
yeah.
been, like, compiling so many videos.
Yeah, hopefully everyone's keeping track of what day they're on, because I'm not counting them all.
Yeah. Bianca will just surf
We're going on the honor system.
Yeah.
My mom is still doing her 100 days, but she gave up on the video, and so she said she's just going to train her dog for 100 days.
She's probably too busy.
Videos are hard for her.
Too busy watching TV or cartoons.
No, she's training on her. She just she said she trains on her every day when they go for walks, but she forgets to take
And that's for me out in the playground there for a while. I was videoed almost every day. client dogs and just posted them, but I haven't been doing it as much here lately. And it was fun when I done it. The people really enjoy it, you know, seeing their dogs out there running around playing and training on them. They just enjoy seeing their dogs no matter what they're doing. I mean, they can be taking a poop or a pee. And
I have so many good videos, but it's like some of them are I have to crop because it's like I'll be having this really cute video and then I'm like, Rocco, don't hump that dog. Hey, don't pee on his head. Hey, quit digging in that mole hole.
Yeah, or I'm out there, damn it, don't, come here.
That's a common one, yeah, yeah. Marvin's like, hey, look at that dog's pooping. Right, I'm taking a cute little video.
So, but it is fun to see the...
Should put together bloopers.
How many people do we have right now that's doing the 100-day challenge?
I need help with that.
Oh, no.
We have Paula, Marvin, Denise.
We've got like six or eight. Tracy. Not as many as I thought, you know? I thought more people would do it. And
I thought we had more than we thought for 100 days.
Yeah. Well, I don't expect them to make it, you know Mickey. What I mean? I just expect they'll start and then they'll fade Mariah. Away and then they'll come back, you know.
You know, Mariah, not Moriah, Mariah, started, but I only got one video.
That's one day. What I'm saying.
Tag her.
Yeah.
Mariah, where's day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
8, 9, 10.
That means she got to restart.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, Grace is restarting.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Who else?
What about Moriah?
No, don't just name her. Yeah.
Heather?
Heather, yeah, she
is. Who else is restarting?
Yeah, I was like, no.
Janice is restarting.
Who's Janice?
Man. Brett's trying to defend you. I'm throwing you right under the bus.
Yeah, I'm going to drive over.
Trying to defend anyone that needs to restart.
Yeah. But it's pretty fun that people are trying it. And are people restarting?
Oh, so, Kelsey and Indy.
How many people are actually still had a, they're not restarting?
Mickey and Bull.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Really?
Am I missing anybody? I have Paula. I have Denise. Yeah. I have Tracy. I have Jen. I have Mickey. I have Mariah. I have Heather. And I have Kelsey.
Mia?
Oh, Mia. Yeah, Mia's doing it. Mia's first video was in Home Depot.
Yeah.
She's like getting her cool ones out of the way.
I don't know where she's at on it, but how many days she's on it.
Day 2, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for me, like
maybe day 3.
Anytime you do this, it'll just help your dog and you too, you know. Well, it should help you as long as you don't get dog bit or something by your own dog, but it can be a lot of fun. So, Bianca, do you have a training tip for the week? Something easy to just make a better dog. I've got one in mind, but I'm letting Bianca go with hers first.
You know, I feel like one that's like kind of an underdog that people miss, but it's so valuable because it slows the dog down, is thresholds.
Yes, that's a great one. So, Brett, do we have a video on our deal for our customers only about that?
Well, thresholds, yes. I think we have a bunch on YouTube. We've got some door. We've done some doors, and we've done the gate examples. Mm-hmm. If that's what you're talking about, yes. Those are all on YouTube. Yeah.
So anybody that's not, jump on YouTube and subscribe and hit that like button.
Yep.
I've got a lot of people now I've subscribed to. You know, in the not in the dog training world, but in hog driving and stuff, race cars, different stuff, but. I always forget to hit the like button, and I think that's really important that you do hit the like button, you know, the thumbs up button, right?
Yep.
So, and then the notifications, so you get notifications when, like when we're on Facebook Live or we post something new, you know.
Exactly.
And follow us on Facebook, right?
Yes, yes.
And we're on podcast, on Spotify and Apple, and we're on TikTok, Instagram. I mean, we're just everywhere on social media, but we put a lot of cool videos on there, and sometimes I feel that if people would do it, you know, you go there and see what we're doing and you just kind of duplicate it and you'll have a better dog.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's true.
It's not about, even if you've done board training with us, there's so many times that you just kind of slack off a little bit and don't realize it. And I think with the 100-day challenge, that's what's going to make a lot of people really realize that, hey, I haven't been doing this or I haven't been doing that. And, I think the game we was playing in the barn yesterday will really make people either have some fun or do some serious cussing when they try.
Well, I think it would make people do some serious cussing.
But this really, it was not easy challenge.
I don't think people realize how much misbehaving they allow when they're providing affection at the same time.
Yeah. Wasn't it Mo Ryan had to put her e-collar on her dog?
No, did she?
Maybe not.
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
Mia.
Mia did.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was Mia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Grace, her
Mariah's dog did fine.
Yeah, Grace.
She just had to put him on a bed. Yeah, she couldn't put him on the barrel.
But for me, I think one of the, and always, I mean, I trained my first dog in 93, 94, like I've said. My one of the main things I started teaching was a recall. If I call my dog to me, he has to come to me and sit, lay down, stay by my feet. Mm-hmm. And that's really hard for people to do. But I think that that's one of the things that you can do, you know, and it can be a lot of fun. You can put a long line on them to start with, you know, if you need to. The dogs that's been here board trained shouldn't really need to, but if you have to refresh that part of it. And if you can get your dog to where you can use the tone button on the e-collar, you know, train your dog to recall that, or you can just train your dog at one time, you ask them to come. And me, back with my cow dog world, I made them come touch me. And if I patted my left leg, they had to come to the left leg. If I patted the right leg, they had to come to the right leg. And whenever you add stuff like that to your dog, not only are you making a better dog, but you got a safer life with your dog because you can always recall them out of a situation. And then, it's the same thing with downing your dog wherever he's at, you know. You've got
pretty good with that. You know what's crazy? Yeah, I have. Except for Tilly, but I haven't worked on it really with her.
Yeah. You're going to sell Tilly anyway, so.
What's crazy is that there's so much of the, like, purely positive, don't use e-collars, blah, 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 that are like, well, my dog can just wear a long line and they can explore, you know. But it's like, that mindset that your dog will always be on a leash means you will never, ever be a human and make a mistake and accidentally drop the leash or the leash gets chewed or broke. Or
yeah.
I cannot imagine that the only thing that keeps my dog safe is a line.
Yeah, me neither. Or a fence.
Yeah.
You know, even a fence. Remember that time I told you for, what, a year or two, how fast a dog could eat a leash and be gone? Mm-hmm. And you just never doubted it. And you had it. It took like 2 seconds for your dog snapped the leash. It bit it in two. And I don't even know how they could bite something in two that quick. But
it was one bite.
And I
not even a full 1/1,000.
Yeah, it was just.
It was.
She had a dog and then she had a leash and no dog. Yeah. And it was one of the psycho dog leashes too, right?
Yeah.
It just bit it in two. And I mean, and I know it because whenever I team roped, I had a dog I tied up. I tied my dogs up a lot or chained them up because I trained dogs and worked and team rope at the same time. But I had a dog named Smoke. I could tie her to the end of the arena with a lariat that we roped with. And they're pretty tough. And I could ride my horse to the other end of the arena. By the time I got there, she was there with a little piece of rope. She would chew it in two and catch up with me and my horse. And so it's pretty amazing how fast they can chew stuff in two. But for me, always the thing is to teach them not to do it, you know. And if, now I don't, well, we do long lines a lot with our dogs in here. But by the time we do long lines to use them to tie back dogs when we're training a lot of dogs at the same time, they're already taught not to drag you down on a leash. Where back in the day, if I had my young dogs out there, they weren't that good. I would just take them out to see if they'd work or not. But I always, after that incident, I always tied my dogs back with a little chain and just kept an eye on them, make sure they didn't get tangled up or something, get hurt. But a lot of dogs, if you do that with them to start with, then you can tie them up with a piece of baling twine and they won't chew it in two because they just, they learn that they can't get away from it. And but it is, for me, like you said, I couldn't imagine having a dog that I couldn't recall and take him off leash out and let him explore and play. And the thing that gets you in trouble if you try that is going to the beach, you know, where it's really windy and noisy sometimes, and your dog gets away from you a little bit and he can't hear you. And sometimes you can scream loud, you can scream, and the wind's blowing in your face from your dog to you. They won't hear you, and so then you really get yourself in a lot of trouble. So I think that people, for me, if you recall with a tone button also, it makes a lot of difference for your dogs, and it'll make your life a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Brett, you got anything to add?
Yeah, Paul Smith said, to make something a habit, one needs to do it at least 30 days, so at the end of the month, it should just be worked into your schedule, your calendar. She also said Rainer is a black lab mix that will be there, B3 in August.
Who's this?
Oh, I think Paula that's Smith. Her son-in-law's dog.
Paula's?
Yeah, she's going to hang out with them in Colorado.
I think that...
Or her son's.
For me, it's really hard for people to get the confidence to take their dog off leash somewhere, and they have enough confidence that their dog will always recall, you know. Me, I want my dog to recall 100% of the time. So far with Bear and Mari and even Roxy when we had her, and your dog, Rue, and Bianca's dogs, they always come when you call them. I mean, there's not an exception in their world. They have to recall, you know. And I think that people don't understand how much work that takes to get to that point and how much confidence you got to have in your own ability and in your dog, you know. So, but we gave you also good tips on things to work for. Like Bianca said, the threshold, you know, is huge for me. Getting them out of the crates, out of your car, they got to be good. Before they get out, after they get out, they got to be good. Work on the recall of your dogs, and we're going to play the game, the challenge, hunting your dog to hunt you down. You know, you can practice that and cheat if you need to, you know, or you can just call it training your dogs to find you. And there's some dogs that come here already that are really good at that, you know, like Paula's dogs. Both of those dogs, I mean, they hunt you down up there in the woods and they find them, you know, so... For me, it's just going to be, some dogs are going to be lost. And like I said, this challenge is open to different dogs. As long as you've trained with us, I mean, you can come to the challenge. If your dog's not been approved for that, and everybody will probably ask you just to wait while your dog's in the car or out in the field, you know. I don't know how many people are going to show up. A lot of people are going to be scared not show up, you know, because they're afraid your dog will get lost out there and we'll have to go find them or something. But if you're not afraid of the challenge and you're up to donating, what did we say, $20? Mm-hmm. A minimum $20 entry fee. You can donate whatever you want. We're going to, I don't know what we're going to donate it to. We'll come up with something to give the money to. But it's going to be a fun time. Hopefully everybody that works here will be up for the challenge. We'll take turns running the kennels so everybody can bring their dogs up and do it. And Bianca's already thinking she's going to win it, so... We'll see. Her dog won a race one time, so I think the other dog fell down and tripped or something.
It did not.
And one day we'll have dog races again. That was really a fun time. People really got competitive edge come out. So, Bianca, you got anything you want to add?
Hide and seek is 9 a.m. on July 20th. We have a walk July 5th, group walk, free. Friday at Bald Peak, July 5th. And that's all. 10 a.m. 10 a.m. for the group walk.
Brett, you got anything you want to add?
No, I think that's it. So far, so good.
All right, then we're going to get off here. We got a dog lesson in a little bit.
All right.
And everybody have a great weekend. And if we don't talk to you, have a great 4th of July.
Thanks for listening to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast. If you found this information helpful, we suggest following even more of our dog training tips and resources on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Just search Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher.